Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, people, it's Tuesday, isn't it, Laura? I don't know. I'm messed up. Laura?
What?
Is it, what day of the week is it?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? Really? Dirty bastard stole it. Stole another day from me. Well, there's your evil weasel Wednesday, also the 14th day of December 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just been goddamn cold. Cold, 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 but at least we're getting the moist, you know. There's snow in the mountains and there's snow on the ground out here. So, I mean, snow, we need it. I hate it. We need it. I hate it. Love-hate thing. Kind of going there. Let's see here. AOC climate change documentary absolutely bombs at the box office, averaging $80 per theater. Now, see, I didn't get to read this one. It got mixed up on some other ones, and I grabbed it just before I came up, but I wanted to see what it had to say, so we'll look at it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, AOC climate change documentary absolutely bombs at the box office, averaging $80 per theater. This is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, you know, they don't care. I mean, to them, it's our money. It's been stolen from us. I mean, it ain't like they thought they were going to make no money on this. This is where the numbers show, though. The numbers show how many people give a shit about your phony fucking climate change, man. We got bigger problems than that. We got you giving away billions and trillions of fucking of our fucking what's supposed to be our wealth when you don't have the authority to do so. We have you fucking violating the highest law in this land on every fucking level. That's way more important than a fucking theater. The people who fucking put this bullshit out that you cannot fucking prove. I've looked at the fucking, you know, the fucking, the sun flares right now. I could melt this goddamn earth. You got that? In a second, the sun decides the goddamn climate here. Got it? Except you guys have with your fucking goddamn atomic bombs and your goddamn, missile rides or, joyrides into space for fucking rich people. You're blowing holes in the fucking ozone. That ain't good for human beings. Global warming, my fucking ass. Did you know that, did you know that far left New York Representative Alexander, this is from Gateway Pundit, by Senator Mike Galen, by the way, for your discussion. I'm from the Trenches World Report. .com. Did you know that far left New York Representative Alexander Ocasio-Cortez has a new documentary film about climate change in theaters right now? You see this fucking bitch? She ain't even been in our country. How long? I can take my fucking lineage back to before there was a fucking country, before there was any fucking buddy here. But this little bitch shows up, and I mean, this can't be communist backed. She just worked down at the fucking hamburger shop, flipped a few fucking burgers, and became a fucking representative in the fucking state. I think she's in, Cortez is in Minnesota. I'm not quite sure. It doesn't matter. But right away, she can fucking have a film and a goddamn documentary, getting the goddamn, hey, you think the Jews might be involved here? No, you're not alone. The movie was released in hundreds of theaters this weekend, and it absolutely bombed. How awkward? Ah, I mean, it just shows the Goya. Nobody gives a shit about your phony-ass fucking climate change. You're just wanting to pick our fucking pockets some more. We get what your fucking whole agenda is, to steal every fucking thing in this country and think you're going to hold it, but you're not. You have to get them fucking guns to hold it. As long as we got them fucking guns and we have our nuclear arsenal, we take it back. And you fucking hang. That's the way it's going to work, you thieving bastards. Fox News reports, AOC climate change documentary earns only $80 per theater despite rave critics' reviews. Ooh, I guess the rave critics' reviews were bullshit, huh? Just some more fucking propaganda. Oh, it's going to do great. It's going to, we tell you it is, and everybody's going to, fuck you. People aren't listening to you anymore, you fucking freak. We got real things going on in our fucking lives, like how we get rid of your fucking corporate ass once and for fucking all. New York Democrat Representative Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, new climate change documentary debut in movie theaters over the weekend, generated an abysmal $80 per theater. The new film, To the End, was filmed over 4 years and follows four young women, Cortez activist, Varshina Parakash, I can't say none of these foreign fucking names, climate policy writer Rihanna Gun Wright, and political strategist Alexandria looks like Roaz, I don't know. Fuck, they're not goddamn American fucking names. As they attempted to pass sweeping climate change legislation in Congress. Oh, really? Are you going to pass some sweeping? Are you going to get that pink crayon out and you think, you know what? You got to back that fucking pink crayon, cunt. You got to back it and you ain't going to charge me to fucking breathe. And fucking the cow's got a fart. So I mean, you think about it, when the plains were full with buffalo. Now, if there was some flashings going into the goddamn air, man, come on. I mean, this is all so phony, horse shit, bullshit. And we all know what fucking controls the goddamn temperature and everything else on this goddamn earth is the fucking sun. But you take that sun away, and we got a frozen planet, no arguments whatsoever. Everything dead on it. Okay, let's see, $80. The new film, To the End, was filmed over 4 years. I mean, the 4 years of filming this phony fucking bullshit. We paid for that, too. What do you want to bet? Follows four young women. I'm going to do them fucking thing. I ain't doing it again. As they attempt to pass sweeping climate change legislation in Congress. The film currently boasts an 88% fresh critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and does not yet have an audience score. So you got it boasts an 88% score, and you got made $80 per fucking theater. You didn't make no money. You spent our goddamn money on bullshit. Representative Ocasio Cortez offers the best on-screen antidote to despair. She's funny, a canning political strategy. T.O. Bugby of the New York Times wrote, "You know, fuck you, communist. You piece of shit. As far as I can go, she can jump off a goddamn cliff right now, and it would be a good thing." To the end is set, to the end is set to ignite more Americans to take action. Roger Herbert.com. Nick Allen wrote in his review, this is just petty horse shit. Petty horse shit. You ain't never going to get nothing like this, you fucking cunt. You fucking keep fucking with people and you're going to get worse. You just don't fucking get it, do you? And it comes this time in fucking, and all through history when the fucking tyrants are squeezing and the people are squeezing out between them, they just don't fucking get it. They're getting away from you. And they're going to grab you by the fucking throat. And you're going to hang upside down, you and your old lady, and get beat with fucking boards. You fucking pig shit eating son of a bitch. The documentary debut on over 120 screens over the weekend garnered less than $10,000 across all theaters, coming in 33rd place overall in the box. Oh, that's because people are just fucking driving. I gotta see it. I gotta be there. I mean, I'm so interested in getting charged to breathe. Go fuck yourself. I think this is what this means. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I think this means fuck you. You bring your 10,000. How long would they last? About a fucking long as a spit on a goddamn hot stove. The Indiana law that lets citizens shoot cops. Now, goddamn, this is where you're looking for some goddamn, well, it's still in the admiralty. Don't forget it. What they can give, they can take away. This is from The Week, sent in by a reader for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Police officers in Indiana are speaking out against a new law that gives citizens, I'm not a citizen, the right to use deadly force to protect themselves against a public servant who oversteps his authority. We already have it. We already have it. Just because they're wearing a fucking badge, they come up and they start fucking accosting. You've got the right to blow their goddamn ass away. The fact is they are not even fucking a part of the elected goddamn, there ain't no representation. They're unelected fucking goddamn unions is what they are. They have no jurisdictional authority over any fucking American national. They have no right to come up and touch any fucking American national. Unless they step, well, even if they step out of their fucking official fucking position because of what they are and what they, because it all started in their official capacity, get the fuck out. I will fucking hang your ass within 30 fucking minutes, you son of a bitch. No authority. You don't fuck with this. No victim. You don't fuck with this. And you don't fuck with this anyway. You're not supposed to be here. We never gave no permission for a goddamn policing force over us run by a fucking corporation. We will slaughter your fucking asses. Police officers in Indiana are speaking out. Are they? A new law that gives citizens, I'm not, you know, see that citizen thing. That's to drop you down to fucking property. I ain't no goddamn citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I own this fucking country. I'm the king of this fucking country. I'm the fucking nobility here. I answer to nobody but the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights, to the goddamn common law, to the fucking ratified fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and that's the only law I have to answer to. And there has to be another, someone who brings me there in their individual capacity, not some fucking bureaucrat to write something down with a pink crayon, shove that pink crayon right up your fucking cunt, you bitch. Overstepped, to use deadly force to protect themselves against public servants who overstepped their authority. Tim Downs, president of the Indiana State Fraternal Order of Police, says the law signed in March by Governor Mitch Daniels, but only now getting national attention, might give people the impression that they can shoot police with impunity. Well, and in truth, they've declared war on you. They are a foreign entity. They have no jurisdiction over you. If they fucking come at you, they're just another fucking gangster with a fucking union badge on. A union badge has no fucking bearing on the goddamn Bill of Rights and your rights to be left the fuck alone. If they want to fuck with you, they better go get a goddamn warrant from a common law fucking court, which doesn't exist anymore. That's the first thing that the fucking King Charles's fucking esquires removed when they came in and put this private goddamn jurisdiction, this admiralty jurisdiction that belongs to King Charles in the fucking place to try to replace our common law, which is the highest law, which is the jurisdictional authority of we the people, which means war on we the people. You in a war with this Charlie? Well, fuck you up, motherfucker. Tim Downs, president of the Indiana State Fraternal Order of Police, says the law signed in March by Governor Mitch Daniels, but only now getting national attention might give people the impression that they can shoot with police with impunity. If you come fucking with them with no fucking jurisdictional authority, you're just another motherfucker on the street. I got news for you. By our law. And that's easily fucking proven. It's just this goddamn corporations. These goddamn corporations and their fucking unions. They think that they can write corporate policy that violates your fucking goddamn highest law in your fucking land. And as long as they got the force to fucking put it out there, that they can fucking do it. You can until the fucking force overwhelms you the other way and fucking kills every goddamn one of you. Think about it. Might give people the impression, huh? It's just a recipe for disaster. I bet you it is for you. Now the fucking people, I mean, I don't believe in state bullshit because the state says you can and then the state says you can't. You fucking can. You have the right to defend yourself against any motherfucker. If somebody fucking attacks you and threatens your fucking life, you got the right to fucking dust their fucking ass. Or if they fucking start attacking someone that's with you, like your wife, or they like beating on pregnant women. How'd you like to shoot one for that? That'd be fucking sweet. He tells Bloomberg here a brief guide to the controversial legislation. What exactly does the law say? And it authorizes people to protect themselves or their property by using deadly force in response to unlawful intrusion. Wow! Isn't that what the fourth article fucking says? You don't have a fourth article warrant? You're just coming in because you're wearing that funny little suit and you work for a union? You work for fucking Kmart? Well, you don't just fucking bust into my house, Kmart. Boom! Get your fucking corporate ass the fuck out away from me. And keep your fucking corporate ass the fuck away from me. By a public servant. They aren't fucking public servants. They are not supposed to exist. There was never supposed to be any kind of policing authority over the people by this phony fucking federal fucking fraud they call a goddamn constitution that's already been fucking altered twice without any goddamn authorization. It wasn't even ratified by the fucking people to start with. They are not ruling by the consent of the people. They never fucking have. It's time, man. What are you people would, man, if you could enjoy the life that you fucking deserve, if you could just understand what you deserve. You don't have to live at the will of these fucking petty little pricks, these fucking power trip little cocksuckers. Try a power trip on you, blow their ass away. That's what you get. Stay over there and leave me alone. I'm leaving you alone. You better leave me the fuck alone. The measure is essentially just a public servant specific amendment to the state's 2006 so-called Castle Doctrine bill, which you don't allow us to do anything. Get that through your fucking head. See, they slip these goddamn words in here, and they try to act like we don't get our goddamn rights from your fucking fraudulent constitution. We get our goddamn rights from fucking nature and from the ratification process that we went through in December 15, 1791. It's the fucking law, and you can't change it. Don't you tell me you're allowing me to do anything. You don't allow me to fucking exercise my rights, motherfucker. Which allows people to do whatever they have to stop someone from legally, illegally entering a home or car. Indiana is reportedly the first state to specifically allow the use of force against police. The new rule was passed with a nudge from the National Rifle Association, which has pushed permissive gun laws around the world. I don't need your fucking, I don't need you fucking National Rifle Association, you pig fucking little pricks. I need nothing from you. I have the fucking document in my hand. It is the highest law of this land that says I don't need your fucking, you gave a little nudge. Why'd you nudge them in the ass with your fucking goddamn page boys? You fucking rip-off motherfuckers. Since when do you gotta hire an organization to exercise a fucking right, people? You don't. If somebody starts threatening your fucking right, you snuff them out. And then the National Rifle Association will have to go to fucking work like everybody else and make a living. Which was pushed permissive gun laws around the country. Why did Indiana push this law? The state Supreme Court had previously ruled that citizens had no legal right to resist police officers, even in the case of unlawful entry. So before the new law was passed, explains Republican State Senator Michael Young, people had to go, had no legal right to protect themselves. So yes, they fucking did. Don't you write this shit, you dirty, who wrote this? This week, you fuckers quit writing this fucking shit. It's a goddamn lie. They have every fucking right. They have the highest fucking right to protect themselves and their property and blow your ass right out the fucking door. See, when they write this shit, people say, well, goddamn, them people didn't even have a right to shoot. Yes, you do. It goes with you everywhere you go. I don't care what fucking state you're in. Your right to goddamn protect your fucking self. Fucking fuck them. You have a right to have a gun on you. If somebody fucking tries to hurt you, you got a right to kill them. I don't care where you're at. The goddamn Bill of Rights, there ain't no line to say, well, it ain't, it's in this state, it ain't in that state. The goddamn 10th article makes it clear that what is prohibited to the fucking federal government is prohibited to the states. And this shit is prohibited. You don't tell me I can't protect my fucking house with a gun. You don't tell me I can't carry a gun any fucking where I want to. You don't tell me shit because you have no jurisdictional authority to do so. And what you are doing is fucking trying to fucking push a fucking dictatorship on me and make a subject out of me, which will get your ass shot. Protect themselves from abuse at the hands of authorities. Indeed, he says a homeowner could do nothing in the hypothetical case in which he returned home to find police officers raping his wife. Other than filing a lawsuit. Oh, see, they write that shit. Yeah, that's bullshit. You can write that with a crayon all fucking day long on every building in fucking town. Son of a bitch comes at my wife, I'll blow him half in two, and it will be a done deed, and it will have happened, and this will not have stopped it, will it? So quit writing this shit down. This shit is fucking meaningless. This shit is against the fucking law. It violates our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, ratified by we the people, the only law in this country ever ratified by we the people. We are autonomous. We live by that law. That you fucking keep that fucking shit fucking thing you call a government. Well, you can keep it over there, your little corporation, until we stomp and smash that motherfucker to pieces. You tell me why we ever needed those son of a bitches for anything. Because we didn't. Just think how much more we'd have. Look at you, just look at every fucking goddamn car they drive is brand fucking new. While you're driving, while the people paying for it driving 30, 20, 30 year old fucking cars. These motherfuckers are laughing at us. And there's only a handful of them. Bust them. Tear them to pieces. Homeowner could do nothing. Hypothetical case in which, he was raping his wife other than filing a lawsuit. You want to fucking bet? That's higher law than, how dare you put this inferior law and try to tell me that I do not have the right under the second article to fucking blow some son of a bitch away if he's trying to rape my wife. I don't give a fuck what kind of union suit he's wearing or who you fucking communists think you fucking are. You're not. We, the people, are the supreme jurisdiction in this country. We'll fucking snuff you out. Is this really necessary? Not according to law enforcement officials who lobbied against the bill. They say it's wholly unnecessary as Indiana was not exactly being marauded by rogue cops. Wasn't exactly being marauded by rogue cops. Now, evidently, it had become such a problem. People were getting ready or were shooting at them. Evidently, they wouldn't do nothing this fucking drastic unless there were, somebody probably got shot or they were shooting at them or, somebody's house got burned down. And they realize, we better back off a little bit here. And now, anyone who's drunk or distraught might think he has, if you're drunk and distraught, you might think you have the legal right to shoot a police officer in a dispute. It's just, it just puts a bounty on our heads. No, it don't, you motherfucker. It evens the goddamn the playing field. You come up being a dirty little cocksucker like a zillion of you had to have to me over the years. Fucking boom. You should fucking die. You don't have no authority to even be talking to me. And you think you can come up and fucking act like you're fucking the goddamn Pope? I'll fucking smash you in the face, you fucking prick. I'll fucking shoot you. I'll fucking kill everybody. Fuck you. Fuck with my rights. You die. And that better be the goddamn... And we got two more days to go to Bill of Rights Day. Don't forget that guy. Huh?
One more day.
One more. Well, today's the 13th.
Today's the
14th. Okay, tomorrow's the 5th. She's right. Damn it. Downs tells Bloomberg, Sergeant Joseph Hubbard, for one, says he now worries that every time he pulls over a car, the driver might shoot him and cite the law as justification. Somebody is going to get away with killing a cop because of this law. How many of you motherfuckers killed for no goddamn reason? Hands up in the air. Stand, I want you to do it. You killed Telly Thomas. You beat him to death. What's up? How's it feel to see here that fill the table stirred? Yeah, somebody just fucking might. Every car you pull over, you're going to have to fucking... I see, this is going to create danger. I mean, people got kids in cars and stuff. They're going to come out like a goddamn SWAT team because they're such pussies. They're afraid they're going to get fucking shot, and they know what they're doing is wrong. Son of a bitches ought to be disarmed. And that we can do. They can't do it. And off duty, they can wear any gun they want. I'm fucking duty. We say whether they wear a gun, and they're not supposed to. They never were supposed to. They were never supposed to have any jurisdictional authority over we the people. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Hog Joe would get some. Okay. Ready for your scare tactics? Now you guys can go put your Halloween suits on, sit around the couch, and go, boo, boo, boo. Here's your morning scare. Pentagon greenlights Ukraine drone strike inside Russia because Putin hasn't used nukes yet. What? Is that supposed to be? What? You want to go ahead and strike because he hasn't used fucking nuclear? You're trying to force him to use nuclear fucking bombs? Not that it's. I don't even know what's going on. I don't know. There's no war over there. I don't know what them fucking people. I know they're stealing like a son of a bitch. They're sitting around the fucking mob table over there in fucking Joe Biden's fucking crime headquarters with old Hunter Biden. He's running the show. He just keeps his old man shitty diaper chains. But, I mean, is that an asinine statement or is it just me? We'll do it one more time. Pentagon, quote, green lights Ukrainian drone strikes inside Russia because Putin hasn't used nukes yet. So what's the idea? Let's see what the idea is. From Information Liberation sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, the Biden regime gave Ukraine the green light to conduct drone strikes inside Russia because Putin has yet to use use nuclear weapons on the battlefield or attack any neighboring NATO nations, according to a report. So you're going to push harder. I mean, if this is real, according to a report from the Times. From the Times, the Pentagon gives Ukraine green light to drone strikes inside Russia. The Pentagon has given a tactic endorsement of Ukraine's long-range attacks on targets inside Russia after President Putin multiple missile strikes against Kiev's critical infrastructure. Tough shit. I mean, you hit one of their cities or something, man, I'll tell you, fuck, you think they ain't gonna shoot? If it was real, but it ain't real. This is just like I said, this boo, boo, be afraid, boo. I mean, I don't know what the hell we're afraid of. We're living in hell right now. It's just, it is. What's something bad going to happen to us? Boo. From the time, we was on Kiev's infrastructure. We're still using the same, escalatory, calculations, but the fear of escalation has changed since the beginning. A U.S. defense source told the Times, "It's different now. This is because the calculus of listen to this. This is because the calculus of war has changed as a result of the suffering and brutality of the Ukrainians are being subjected to by the Russians." Man, if you had the biggest crayon book in the world, right? Bullshit. That is just like, I can smell it from here. That is pure fucking bullshit that means nothing. Because the calculus of war, that would be the calculating, 2 + 2 = 4, calculus of war has changed as a result of the suffering and brutality of the Ukrainians, which, how does that have to do with any, are you being subjected to by the Russians? Boo. Oh man, I'm sorry, boo, it ain't scaring me. Like I said, fuck, we live in hell. There comes a point where you ain't going to scare us with nothing. We're the ones that want to fucking push the buttons, motherfucker. We're the ones that want to blow up this fucking planet rather than be a goddamn slave on it. We will. That's what we have our nuclear deterrent for. It's to deter fucking us becoming slaves on this goddamn planet. We paid for it. We'll take it. We'll fucking use it. And we won't talk about it. We won't give... what the fuck was he saying? There's calculus of... We ain't going to give you no calculus of war. We'll give you a fucking warheads off the fucking... off the goddamn ground from fucking planes and fucking submarines. We'll rain them down on you until there ain't no goddamn earth left for anybody to fucking bitch and complain and try to steal from somebody else. Who in the fuck wants to be a slave on any goddamn planet? You're just missing the fucking whole deal here. There's people that you're not going to fucking get us to give you, stupid pricks. And we're going to rip your goddamn souls out, you fuckers. We'll rip you apart with our bare fucking hands. And you got to know it. That's why the poisoning. This is how a communist fights a war. The ADL, you know, declares war on the fucking Bill of Rights. That's declaring war on the people. And this is how they've been fighting. You know, with fucking goddamn this phony fucking shit with fucking guns and phony fucking shit with climate change. Phony fucking green light, you know, green lights, drones, and stay scared, will you? I ain't a fucking scared a bit. I am not a fucking afraid. I'm sick and disgusted of not having my goddamn freedom at hand. Of people thinking that they can fucking give me my fucking rights conditionally. They can't. I'm furious. I'm to the point of fucking enforcing my goddamn rights. I have the right to enforce them on the goddamn spot. It ain't something I go to the Charlie's fucking goddamn Esquires to plead for my fucking rights. My fucking rights are a part of me. I defend them on the goddamn spot. If you want to fucking take me to a court or something, you better be following the goddamn procedure in that Bill of Rights. Because I will cooperate with the fucking Bill of Rights. Because it is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country, and it's fucking fair. And I can go into a fucking court, and the judge ain't owned by the goddamn king. The fucking god, the sheriff ain't took his oath to the fucking state and the fucking federal fucking governments and their fucking statutes. The coroner, he is elected also. And any one of them fucking during the trial, I mean, and even the jury, they violate the law. I'll rest their ass right there too. That's how it's set up. That's how come you cannot beat it. They know they cannot beat it. That's why it had to go. That's why they removed the fucking courts. You're not going to win in a court where I can go to, where the judge can't go, well, that can't be. We have pictures of the fucking person being shot in the head by a fucking cop, but we can't allow that into evidence. It would be prejudicial against the cop. I mean, my God, fuck, if you haven't seen what this fucking country has come, you ain't looking. Going to get us with nukes, are they? We're still using the same elasticatory calculations, but the fear of escalation has changed since the beginning, a U.S. defense source told the Times. It's different now. This is because of the calculus of war. Oh, man, war calculus, really? When you're aiming the big guns and the mortars. Washington is now less concerned that new long-range strikes inside Russia could head to a dramatic escalation. So why are you doing it? And that must be what you want. We started up here. Biden regime gave Ukraine a green light to do. You gave them the green light to do it, and you said right here you're worried it might escalate the fucking war. If there was a war, see, that's the whole thing, people. They're still stealing. Hundreds of millions of dollars keep going over there. They keep sitting down and talking about this fucking war. I mean, the Russians have made billions of dollars that came out of the American people's pockets when they bought gas. That's a fucking fact. I mean, this is a money. I mean, everything to these motherfuckers is making money. That's why I don't see them even fucking. I mean, they'll talk about a nuke because nukes scare people. Nukes scare people. You know, goddamn, you can trip and hit your head and kill yourself, stupid. You let something like this fucking scare you. Not to mention, why should the fucking Russians? I mean, if they're going to shoot, why should they shoot Ukraine? They'd shoot America. Think about it. I mean, it's all, why should he shoot America when America and the rest of the international corporate mafia just made him billions of fucking dollars on the lie that it was a fucking boycott and going to hurt Russia? They showed the goddamn calculations of the lie. They did that. They manipulated the fucking market. And goddamn, $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon. How much did they steal from the poorest fucking people out here? They need to be fucking shut down. Moscow's revenge attack to date all involved conventional missile strikes against civilian targets. I'm sure they picked a civilian fucking target. I mean, hey, propagandists, I know you can fucking lie with impunity. The law that used to be in place that forbade you from lying and saying something like it was a civil target. And if you can say anything bad about the fucking Russians, you're going to fucking say it. And I really don't care because I don't believe nothing I've read in this fucking article. I don't believe nothing I read in none of these fucking articles. If I don't see it with my own fucking two eyes, I don't fucking believe it. And I'm just sorry, but you've become such fucking duplicit fucking liars. To fucking believe a word you would make me a fool. Because it feared the Kremlin would retaliate either with tactical nuclear weapons or by targeting neighboring NATO countries. Why would they do that? If it's America, I mean, if you get a goddamn missile, it's fucking America. America's driving the goddamn car over there. If it was real, but I don't think it is. I think Putin kisses fucking Biden on the mouth every fucking day. I swear, gross as it sounds. As they're cutting up the fucking billions and trillions of dollars they're fucking stealing from us. And we can't even go look. We don't even get to see the pallets getting loaded on the plane and going away. What is fucking Ukraine to us? I got another article in here about, the fact that, our wheat crop's hurting. They got a big wheat crop there. It's a criminal goddamn place, man. It's just like Guatemala. It's crime. There is no law. It's like every country on the goddamn planet, isn't it? Tell me where the fucking law is. I have grievance. I have major fucking grievance. But I do not have a place to fucking gain redress for that fucking grievance. That's a violation of the first fucking article, plain and fucking simple. And they fucking know it and they tell you. Well, I'm going to have a fucking place. You've declared war so we can just start fucking shooting a long time ago. You declare war on that fucking Bill of Rights. You declare war on the people whose jurisdiction it fucking represents. The American nationals, the American people, and we'll slaughter your fucking asses. You better put those courts back in place. You better get your fucking goddamn corporation the fuck out of our. Rip it out. Just make it all disappear. The whole federal government, the Constitution, flush it down the fucking toilet. We'll go from there. Like I said, there's going to be people like, oh, God, I'm corky. Oh, we have to have government. We have to have somebody to tell everybody they can't fucking have an abortion, you see. We can't just do that one place at a time and one fucking case at a time. We want some control over our fellow fucking Americans. You ever going to shit a kid out there, Mark? No. Then it's really none of your goddamn business, is it? The reason people don't have fucking kids no more is because we've created a fucking sewer. Who in the hell would want to have a kid in it? And we've treated the people like animals to the fucking extent that they start acting like goddamn animals. Syringes stacked up in the fucking streets. We didn't have that before. Why don't you ask yourself just for a minute, back up. Back the fuck up when you could still walk down downtown Portland and it was fucking everything was nice and clean and fucking you never thought about fucking being attacked or anything. It ain't been that long ago. It's only took these communist cocksuckers this long and then they take the fucking life out of people so that they sit on the goddamn sidewalk and stick needles in themselves. I mean, Jesus Christ, why did those people do that? I mean, why weren't they doing it fucking 5 years? Why are there people there in their fucking goddamn 30s, 40s, and 50s fucking banging goddamn fentanyl? Why? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Could you turn back the clock and see what you've done or undone that has made that the acceptable fucking thing to do? You know, in the state of Oregon, you can get caught with fucking any drug. I don't care if it's cocaine, meth, heroin, fentanyl, anything in small amounts. And they don't even fucking bust you. They don't even take it from you. They give out free needles so you can put the fucking poison in yourself. Now, what's went wrong with this country, guys? I think a whole lot. But I'm not, but you know what? Boo. I'm not afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. That needs to be cleaned up. The people just need to go down there. Anybody that gets in your way, blow their fucking ass away. Clean the goddamn streets up. But take the mental patients, because they're trying this mental fucking thing. Oh, guns are a mental fucking thing. As soon as they call guns a mental fucking thing, they start releasing goddamn, I mean, lifer patients. These sick motherfuckers, I mean, demented murderers, psychos. I mean, they could never be released. They were there for fucking life in these mental institutions. They're fucking taking them down the parking lot and just letting them go. Huh. Wonder if some kids end up dead. I wonder if some people just start end up fucking dead as this fucking monsters were going around out there. He's killing people like he was before he got caught and they put him in a mental institution. What do you think? I think everybody better be fucking armed and they better have their gun on them, don't you? Oh, Rush, but oh, I gotta be afraid. No, I gotta be afraid of this. God, what if they did do a nuke? If they did a nuke, it'd all be fucking over, okay? That's what mutual assured destruction, unless they have a plan, because they are all communists and fucking fascists and fucking goddamn corporate fucking capitalists. Chinese capitalists, man. I like getting on here and saying that. All the time I was growing up being told the lie by liars. Capitalism versus communism. That's what this is all about. That's why every generation, a bunch of you kids have to go get fucking killed. 30,000 in goddamn Korea, 50,000 in fucking Vietnam. That's why you got to go get killed. Because of this threat. And it's a real fucking threat. And boy, does capitalism kick in, because they made a fucking mint off of every dead fucking soldier. And you weren't even in the goddamn American, you weren't even an American goddamn soldier. You don't know it, but you weren't. You're fucking owned, and you were leased out to whatever fucking, I don't know, fucking whatever country wanted to fucking pay, France, fucking Italy, fucking whatever, somebody paid for you. It's like when they had this thing going on there in Saudi Arabia with Syria. And they were talking about, Saudi Arabia, they had 50,000 and they wanted this much. They were bidding against each other. And these are supposed to be, these aren't American soldiers. These are fucking United Nations fucking soldiers we fucking pay for. Whose fucking mission is to destroy this goddamn country and kill their own fucking people. Well, they ain't going for it. 60 to 70% have said, fuck you. So, I mean, that's why they got to come out with something like this. Please get scared. I'm not scared of your fucking nuclear weapons. If that's what it takes to stop you fucking diabolical motherfuckers, I'll push the buttons. Got it? We just have one more here. U.S. vegetable prices increased by a whopping 38% in November, but they say inflation is under control. No, man, they're talking, I mean, there's just this one statement, you can tell how bullshit the fucking numbers are. And over the past 12 months, the price of eggs is up an astounding 244%. And you know, everything else, I'll try three. They're having to double the numbers. They were all single digits last time I looked at something like this. 244%, people. That's almost tripling the price of fucking eggs. These son of a bitches, get ready to fight. They're going to try and starve. You think they ain't going to use food? You're out of your goddamn mind. They're going to use food, and they're going to use the fact that they can cut the food off. I hope the people in the cities have become goddamn preppers. If they have their goddamn basements and shit full of fucking food, they can't have the effect they want. Then the people can take their time coming out of the city and going for the right fucking people instead of just coming out like a starving army of goddamn, what the fuck are they called? Living dead? Oh, mercy. But yeah, I mean, they talk about this in 2020.
Zombies.
Zombies, that's it, thanks, man. Zombie apocalypse, man. You think about it. I mean, that's what people really do. It's like trying to get people to realize how much $1 billion is. $1 billion. When I was a little kid, if you could get $1 million, you'd never have to work a day in your life. You'd live the life of luxury and everything. It was unbelievable. But then again, when you talk about things like when I was talking about buying the nuclear arsenal, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, whenever the arms race was, they paid $5.5 trillion in dollars from those days. Those dollars from those days, what would that be today? $555 trillion? Because, that's the way I look at what I see when I look at the money from what it used to buy me when I was young and what it buys me now. It's fucking worthless. But at any rate, we bought the goddamn missiles. You know what? If there was never intent, no intent, nobody ever wanted to fucking use one. We were never going to have these nasty fucking wars like we got all around us and trying to make more. We weren't going to have this, remember? That was the whole selling point from the sales agent. Nobody's going to have no more wars. They can't. If they do, then the other country can blow them completely up. So what if both countries are fucking commies and they refuse to blow each other up? And that's why you have had all this conventional war since that cocksucker Reagan came back in. Before that, you didn't even talk about it because of what the people had found out about Vietnam. When Reagan came in, I'm a hawk. I'm gonna make a big fucking invasion of Grenada. Fuck. But it got the ball rolling. You started having these petty little fucking wars. Now they're calling them proxy war. It's proxy war. Well, hey, we don't want no fucking proxy war. We want our goddamn money back, you thieving cocksuckers. Every fucking dime of it. We don't fight fucking proxy wars. If there's a fucking war, a beef between us and a fucking, Russia, we stand up face to face and see right up till we put the button right in front of them on fucking TV. You will do this. You back off us here and you will back off us there. You will quit, fucking sending missiles to our fucking enemies over here and putting missiles on bases over here. Both of them sitting with their finger on the goddamn button. That would be an honest fucking way of doing it. You fucking mean it? If you mean it, why are all these people being, if this was real and it was happening, which I don't believe it is, people, you think all the people that are being killed in Ukraine, all the people being killed in Yemen, all the people being killed in Syria, Palestine, you name it, they don't need to be. We just say it stops or we push the button. That was how it was supposed to work. And it is two fucking opposing sides, the communists and the goddamn fascists, where they meet sometimes in the middle and they're buddies. I mean, right now we're fucking fighting for the goddamn fascists over there in Taiwan. At the same time, are we fighting against the communists any fucking where? No, we are not. We are communists, but we're fighting for fascists. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's all bullshit. You're not meant to understand. You're just meant to be a fucking... That's why they want the people dumbed down. They used to could just do things at fucking will. Now there's this big herd of people want to know fucking why. Well, so I can get more land and fucking goddamn more fucking gold. That's why. Well, I think we'll fucking hang your ass then, you fucking freak. And that cardinal standing beside you. At any rate, I mean, it's all, everything on this goddamn plan's a scam. The only law there is the fucking Bill of Rights, and we fucking need to enforce it. That's all we need to do. We're in the right. When you're in the right, you're not supposed to fear anything. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, think it over. They didn't get fucking over. These fuckers are so few to be causing such misery to so fucking many. Let's wipe them out. That is the word from the trenches.